Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, you got to see this. You can find it in the UK Daily Mail. It's jaw-dropping. I retweeted it over the weekends. You can find it on my X feed. Everybody's got to see this. It's like something out of Orwell, but it's happening. It's a sample copy of your new digital ID. If you live in the UK, you'll soon have to have one of these to transact. Sound like some kind of nightmare out of Revelation? No, it's just Keir Starmer and the Socialist Party's policy. But listen to this. They announced last week suddenly, after Google said it wasn't going to censor for them anymore, said it wasn't going to turn over Americans and Brits for saying true things on the internet for, you know, the full raid. They've done over 3,000 raids, home raids in the UK for people saying true things about migrants mostly. Now you're going to have one of these digital IDs to work, to rent, like a place to stay, to buy a car, and also to buy a home, for starters. Wow, so if I don't have one of those, I'm pretty much locked out. Yeah, you pretty much will be homeless, unless you already own a home. So the Socialist Party, the Labour Party of Keir Starmer, put out a sample Brit card, as they're calling it. And then again, this is the digital ID. And what it is, it's a screenshot of how it'll look on your phone when you have to ask the government for permission to do everything in your life. And what the sample that the party put out, the Labour Party put out of what your new exciting Brit card, your digital ID will look like, is terrifying. Listen to what it has on. If you want to see this for yourself, it's on my X feed. The guy, it's like they make up a guy, right? James Williams. Put his face right there, right? Underneath there, it says, right to work, and it's got a check next to it. And underneath that, it says, right to rent, as in rent a place where you would say a flat, an apartment. Right to rent, and there's a check mark. In other words, your Brit card gives you the right to work and the right to rent. What is your Brit card attached to? A big national database. They can track you, everything you do, everywhere you go, every time you use it, every purchase. So that's the price. See, you used to have a right to work and a right to rent. But now, in 2029, when this thing goes live, you will have neither of those rights unless you get a Brit Card digital ID. Now, the part they're silent on is the killer. You gonna need one of these to get on the internet? You bet you are. They're not saying that right now, but you will. You're gonna need it to get on the internet. You're gonna need it to find to open a social media account. Why? Because this is why they rush this out. Because right now they're depending on YouTube. They're depending on Google to turn over people for speech violations so they can raid their homes. Well, if that's gonna end, they need another mechanism. And what they need is what Nikki Haley told us they were going to do during the election last year. Remember what she said? She was excited out of her mind. She says, what's the first thing you're going to do? She said, oh, I'm going to make everybody get a digital ID. No anonymity on the internet anymore. You're going to need a digital ID to open an account. You're going to need a digital ID to have a Twitter account. She was so excited. She couldn't handle it. She's barely beside herself. Well, that's what this is, Brit Card. But I want you to see it. I want you to see what this looks like. And again, it's on my X feed. Just scroll down a little bit, you'll find it. It's galling. Again, right there, it says right to work, and there's a check mark. And it says right to rent, and there's a check mark, meaning this guy on the sample, James Williams, has his right to work and his right to rent a place to stay because he's been a good little citizen and got his digital ID so the government can track everything he does. Don't do that? Oh, well, then you have no right to work, and you've got no right to rent. It doesn't say this on the Brit card, but it means you also cannot buy a car or home either. You're locked out. You're locked out. And folks, it's spreading. The headline last week, every adult in Britain will need a government-issued ID despite black backlash at Starmer's plan for a dystopian nightmare, right? So that was the headline last week. Look at this. Sweden just voted to do this. And I feel so bad for these poor people. They're going to be slaves, and they voted themselves into it. Headline, Swiss voters narrowly approved plan for what? Digital ID. Same thing. So exciting. With all the votes counted, Swiss voters have narrowly approved a plan to introduce voluntary, for now, electronic identity cards. 50.4% of those who voted said yes to the proposal. What would that be used for? Oh, well, you know, to buy a home and rent a place to stay, buy a car. All of that. It was Switzerland's second vote on digital IDs. An earlier proposal was rejected in 2021 amid concerns the data would be held centrally, which of course it will be. So the Swiss, I mean, that it's gone. They're going to have digital ID. At least they got a choice. Not in the UK where it was announced. Either you get the digital ID or you no longer have a right by 2029 to buy a car, to buy a house, to rent a house. Rent a car, I guess. You could lease one. And you don't have a right to work. Good luck. Good luck paying your bills. Folks, there is one person standing between us and this, because let me tell you what the Republican leadership isn't going to stop this. It's Donald Trump. Maybe J.D. Vance. That's it. Now, remember that Bill Gates donated the system about 2 years ago, the platform for this digital ID to run on internationally. In other words, seamlessly. So it's all the same, it's all the same program, basically, depending on, it doesn't matter what country you're in. It's, the digital ID is interchangeable. In other words, to create a grid system on Earth where you can't escape. You can't go like, I'll just leave the UK. I don't want to be a slave anymore. Well, yeah, welcome to New Zealand. We can't let you in until you present your digital ID. Oh, by the way, you can't drive, live, rent, buy a home, anything here without a digital ID. I'll just go over to Switzerland. Well, good luck with that. Same thing. It's getting mighty dark out there. This is an oasis you live in right now, for now, for the next few years. Then it's back to battling the wolves because they're going to try to put this on us. They will try to do this nationally and internationally. And again, these poor sweet Swiss, they I don't even think these people even understand what they're voting for. Maybe they do. Maybe they just want to live this way. But it's spreading. And the only reason that it's not happening here, because remember the Biden administration announced to NBC News. They were planning to do digital ID during COVID and use the shots as the basis for it. But then we found out the shots don't work and the whole plan fell apart. But they haven't given up. They're coming back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.